It may have been so long since you heard the words bipartisan agreement that they seem unfamiliar to you now, but congressional leaders reached an agreement yesterday to fund the federal government for the next 6 months, and they did it 2 months ahead of time. Let's take a listen here to Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid speaking in a press conference about this budget agreement yesterday.
The Speaker and I and the President have agreed how we're going to fund the government for the next 6 months. It'll provide stability for the coming months. It'll be free of riders. And this is very good.
And in fact, let's take a listen to Harry Reid again, because he even mentions John Boehner, the leader of the House, as someone he was able to cooperate and work with.
I'm glad that we've been able to work this out. Appreciate Senator Boehner's cooperation in this matter. And I hope that we can face these challenges ahead with the same cooperation that we've had in spirit of compromise the last few days on this issue.
What happened this time? Our Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick joins us. And Todd, no hoopla, very little argument. What happened?
Well, sure, bipartisanship, unusual on Capitol Hill, but recent history proves that when you have a deadline or people really, really, really need political cover or must do legislation, they do managed to come together. And we should say, this deal on funding the government does a couple of things, but it's not a guarantee yet. We'll get to that. There is a deal between Mitch McConnell and the president and John Boehner and Harry Reid. This would avoid a government shutdown on October 1st. And what's the difference? Why did they get this deal done now when other times we've sort of come up so close to a government shutdown? The difference is the election. Republicans did not want this fight. There are so many moving parts coming up with the fiscal cliff as well that they said, let's take the potential for a government shutdown off the table. People still remember the battle between Newt Gingrich and Bill Clinton in 1994, which Republicans, if you ask them, still believe that they lost terribly. It was part of what led to the ouster of Newt Gingrich as Speaker of the House when there was a government shutdown close to election time. Republicans got blamed for it. They're not interested in repeating that history. So they have an agreement now that takes government spending into March. A lot of conservatives are dissatisfied with the level of spending, even though it's almost exactly what Congress will spend on the government this year. A lot of conservatives still don't like that. You're familiar with all the fights that they've had over the last year or two over spending. But there you go. It gets you to March. It takes away one of the pieces of the fiscal cliff, which is about taxes, estate tax, debt limit, spending levels in other areas. But at least now the potential for a government shutdown on October 1st, right before the election, mixed in with this fiscal cliff they still have to deal with, is a little simpler.
Meaning that the Republicans are admitting they came out the loser in the last fight over funding the government?
No, they're not admitting that at all. Some people don't like that deal because it has defense cuts that people are now trying to avoid in the sequester because the super committee failed. It doesn't necessarily mean Republicans are admitting that they failed this time. I think they look back on history and they don't want another shutdown. We should say this deal does not mean that the deal on spending will necessarily pass. They're going to take these votes in September, and John Boehner will have to round up these votes from conservatives in the House. He hasn't done it yet.
Yeah. Todd Zwillick, our Washington correspondent. Thanks so much, Todd.
Pleasure.